Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
First pitch. Breaking ball. Hit high. Hit deep. Left center. Bye-bye baseball.
You want to talk about athleticism? It's on display in the booth right now.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Let's go. The first Cactus League game of 2026 is happening this Saturday. Adam and I were just watching sports, and we saw some of the players. They had their Brewers logo hats, and they had a little cactus on it. It's so good. It's happening. It's happening, Adam.
You know, it's always so much of a trip during the Winter Olympics, too, Julia. When we're watching on the other TV, you've got figure skating and people going down the slopes of Italy where there's giant snowflakes, and you have to remind yourself, hey, coming up in 5-6 days, we're out in the desert. It's going to be mid-70s. We're playing baseball.
Yes, Brewers play-by-play host Lane Grindle packing his bags as we speak. Lane, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. We could have played a spring training game in Milwaukee today. It's been absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
What are you most looking forward to doing and seeing?
Well, just getting back to the clubhouse, to being around the team again, being around the broadcast team again. I mean, you really have two families in this business, your own family, and you have your baseball family, and you miss your baseball family over the course of the off season. I mean, we do stuff socially and we check in with each other, but you're so used to seeing them on a daily basis throughout the course of the regular season that you really get excited about getting back together with all those people that mean so much to you and are such a big part of what you do on a daily basis. But the sunshine, hearing the gloves pop, hearing, you know, the beer vendors in the stands, all the great things that come with this. I mean, it really is one of those things where you can close your eyes and just smile when you think about it.
I know Christian Yelich talked about the same type of thing, how he's grateful to be back, what it takes to play at this level. Here he is. This is about 21 seconds.
If you're not mentally and physically present, then, you know, you got no shot. The game's too hard. It requires too much of you. The season's too long. So it takes all of you, and you have to use the offseason to mentally and physically prepare to go and do that again. And I enjoy the challenge. I enjoy being around the guys. I enjoy competing. I enjoy playing the game. So, you know, I'm excited to do it again and hopefully got many more years.
Lane, I don't think he can overstate that enough or understate that enough or however you say. I mean, Adam's looking at me like, what the heck are you talking
about? Keep going.
The mental part of it. I mean, what you don't see, everything that's going on, especially for someone, you know, he's getting up in years for baseball speak. I mean, isn't that so true?
It's I think the most overlooked thing in the game is the mental part of it. Every guy that makes it to the big leagues has a great swing. Every guy that makes it to the big leagues at some point in their career had a great arm and probably still does. They understand the game at a pretty high level. They have a decent baseball IQ. You know, they think the game faster than most of the other players that didn't make it to this level. I mean, these are the best of the best. What typically separates from being a guy that got a cup of coffee to a guy that maybe sticks around, to a guy that's able to turn it into a couple of all-star teams, to a guy that is one of the dominant players in the game. There's such a mental component to all of that that usually is a great separator. And what I mean by that is just the ability to tell themselves a winning story through the tough times that every season's going to bring you. I mean, every great player, Shohei Ohtani, Christian Yelich, Bryce Harper, they all have ups and downs, believe it or not. Shohei Ohtani doesn't have many of them, but he does have downs. It happens. Mike Trout. A couple of years ago, I would have said, you know, on the Mount Rushmore for baseball players, and he's hit the injury bug, and things just haven't quite been the same for him the last 5 years. So there's so much this game throws at you that if you're not prepared to handle it, take it in stride, not get overly emotional about it, but continue to care at the same time, this game can eat you alive. And I've seen it happen to a lot of really talented baseball players. And you know, to bring it all the way back home, I work with my son's 11U team in the winter. And it's the thing I talk to those kids the most about is that you have to be able to keep a positive mindset. Even when you strike out and you're walking back to the dugout, you got to still believe in yourself. Because if you let those negative thoughts creep in, it can really get downhill in a hurry. And I think these guys, and Christian Yelich is one of the best I've ever been around, and he's gone through some tough times, but he's able to keep perspective and he's able to keep pushing forward. And that's why he's been able to put together the last two seasons that he's had, when maybe some other guys would have packed it in because they'd had two or three rough seasons prior to that. Not Christian. He hung in there. He stayed with it. And he's had two really good seasons in a row now.
Lane Grindle's with us on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Lane, I want to ask X's and O's a little bit as we look to start spring training this week. One of the places people are going to be keeping an eye on, I think, is third base for the Crew. You had the trade sending Caleb Durbin over to Boston. Monasterio also included in that. And going through the short list on the depth chart, you've got names like Tyler Black, who could be in that hot corner, a chop prospect like Jet Williams, even though he's not maybe expected to be opening day roster spot, could still get significant reps, maybe even Joey Ortiz as a move. Who are you keeping an eye on to maybe fill that third base spot?
Well, I think the guy that was announced today is probably the front runner to be that guy at the hot corner. That's Luis Renjifo, who signed with the Angels throughout his entire career, and you know came up at an early age in the big leagues and had a couple of really nice offensive seasons in 23 and 24. Took a little bit of a step back last year, of course, but still, you know, under the age of 30, I think a very talented guy. I look for him to get the first crack at third. Now, I think you're right. I think Jet Williams could factor into that. I think some configuration of the infield could have maybe a Joey Ortiz playing some third base or maybe a Jet Williams playing some second base in a scenario like that. But I don't know that the Brewers are married to one scenario here. But I think if I were going to guess, the Brewers opening day third baseman to me right now would probably be Luis Renjifo.
And Pat Murphy was talking about how much he's looking forward to the beginning, looking at the past, hoping that the past spills over into this season. Yelich was talking about the magic of last season with the city, that it was lightning in a bottle. Do you see that continuing into the season like Pat Murphy's hoping?
Yeah, I mean, every season's new, right? So this team earned a lot of equity within the fan base and within the city and within the state a year ago. And they did that as well in 2024 also with the way they played and the way they went out and won the division. They've won this division 3 years in a row. So people are excited. There's really high expectations for the Brewers. And the last couple of years, even though they were coming off winning the division, the expectations weren't as high. I think they're equally as high this year as they've been at maybe any point since I've been with the Brewers. So I think the fans are going to be amped up. I think they're ready to go. And it's a new team though. So that means there's new ingredients in this recipe for whatever they're going to cook up. And the story hasn't been written yet, but I think they have the pieces in place to have another great year. I think they have the pieces in place to win a fourth straight division. That would be quite an accomplishment if they can do it, because I think what you have is a great marriage between front office, manager and on-field staff and team. And that might sound really simplistic, but I think it's been the single most important thing for the Brewers. Really, especially in these last couple of years with Pat Murphy at the helm, because he has a team that really takes on his personality. They're aggressive. They're going to take the fight to the opponent. They're going to run. They're going to be athletic. They're going to play great defense. I mean, these are the things that he preaches, that he values, and his team has bought into the same thing. And so when everybody's on the same page, when there's great synergy throughout the club, and the Brewers have that, there's really nothing you can't accomplish, and I think that's going to be the case for this Brewers team again. I can't wait to get it started.
Me too. Hear, hear. I'm so excited. He is Brewers play-by-play broadcaster Lane Grindle. Lane, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.